Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Monday, the 20th of January 2014. I had to double check myself there. I'll probably end up double checking myself for the next 6 months while I get used to it being 2014. Anyway, it's shaping up to be a relatively quiet week, she says, knocking on wood. I'm hoping that it will be quieter. I have an awful lot of writing to catch up on. I've put on hold. So there's a couple of submissions that I have to work on, and kind of odds and ends, bits and pieces that don't have urgent deadlines. And when things don't have urgent deadlines, I tend to put them to the back of the list. And because I operate on an empty mailbox system, and that's when it comes to my emails and interactions, it means that things that aren't flagged as urgent really, really do go to the end of the list. And I tend to try and save them for times when it's a little bit quieter. So what is an empty mailbox system? Basically, when I get to the end of the day, my email box will be empty. I will have postponed emails that don't need to be taken care of for a couple of days. I use my mailbox to do that. I will respond to emails directly. And that also includes stuff like comments on blogs and app mentions on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. And then when I go to bed, my email box is either empty or there's maybe one or two emails with items that have to be attended to first thing in the morning. Again, first thing in the morning, I'll clear through anything that's come in overnight. And yes, emails do come in overnight. And as I go through the day, I will do my best to try and keep that email box empty. It is a great system if you find that your brain can become a little bit crammed with things that have to do. And it also visually helps me to work through what has to be done at any given moment. So, for example, I have one email in drafts at the moment that I am going to have to attend to over the next couple of hours. I may leave it until tomorrow. I have a project submission that I need to work on this week. And then, give or take, my email box is clear of work in progress. So that then frees me up to do some writing, which is my love, which is the thing that I love doing. Of course, I will also be blogging this week. I have a blog post in drafts that I've had in drafts for a long time, and I've been dithering over whether to publish it or not, perhaps because it's a little bit controversial. I haven't been controversial in a while. I don't know. I feel like it's something that has to be said, so I think I will publish it tomorrow. And that's where I am writing-wise this week. And thankfully, himself is back in work, which means that I don't have an extra adult stroke child to take care of. So I'm hoping that I will get a couple of hours writing done every day, which will be great for the brain, because the brain kind of needs that exercise, I think. What else is going on? I'm officially part of the Sideshow team. Fantastic team. Some great guys who I've really got to know over the last while. Hello to Peter and Brian. I know you both follow me on Audioboo, so you're probably going to hear this at some stage. So yes, I've joined the Sideshow team. At the moment, I'm working on some back-end stuff, like their show notes on Fridays, and I'll also be doing a small amount of social media, and I will be contributing to the show here and there as and when it suits. They work a large amount in advance, so you're probably not going to hear me on air for a long while, but I am there and I am working with the team, and it's a great chance and an opportunity, and I really appreciate it. So thank you very much, Peter and Brian. So that's more tied in with podcasting, and on podcasting you are going to continue to hear me rambling on every couple of days here on the podcast. However, in the next couple of weeks, there will be a slight change to the podcast. It may or it may not get a little bit longer, and it may or may not remain where you see it in the moment if you're following me on iTunes. So it's something to watch out for, because if the podcast does get longer, you're not going to be able to listen to me ramble on like this as I do for 6 minutes for every podcast that I do at the moment. There may be some guests, there may be some one or two things that you might find interesting. So certainly the podcast is something to keep an eye out for in the future. In the meantime, over on the blog, in the last couple of days, yesterday I put up a recipe for homemade spaghetti. We've been making pasta for a good while here as a family, and it is a brilliant thing to do with your kids if you can. So there's a very simple and easy recipe for homemade spaghetti. If you don't have a pasta maker, it will involve a little bit of elbow grease, but trust me, it's well worth it, and it's great to see the kids eat what they create. And also towards the end of last week, I put up a recipe for a sweet blueberry slice. It's ooey gooey vanilla blueberries, really divine, to die for, fab. I can't remember if I put up a link to it in my last podcast. So just in case, I'll stick it in this one. Whatever you're doing, you'll find me everywhere as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where I'm as at Wholesome IE.